Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back in on the drive halfway home. If you are driving home right now, please drive home safely. I know the roads are out there are very bad. We'll talk about the weather here periodically because the weather is probably the top story today in Kansas City. Once again, I hope you guys get home safely. Coming up in about an hour or so, we will give you a chance to win $400 to Santa Fe Auto Sound. All you got to do is keep it locked in right here on 610 Sports Radio. And if you've been listening throughout the course of the week, you already know what you got to do to win. Maybe we'll give you one more chance. Maybe we'll give you a little sneak peek on what you got to do to win. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. We got to see how Brad's feeling. If he's feeling generous, he'll give you a chance. If he ain't feeling generous, he ain't got a shot. You got to go check out the podcast page. All right. It is time for Pick a Player, brought to you by Ag Power. Pick a Player is a very simple game that we play. You get 15 seconds. We give you a category. Colors. Red, blue, green, indigo, violet, and time. You got 15 seconds.
I like how you always include indigo.
Every time.
Yeah.
And then you will go up against the player. We'll play his answer. It's very simple. It is a head-to-head competition to see who is best on the spot. We've got Brian, Bob, Steve, and Kenny today. You are going up against our guy, BK, in Pick a Player. Brian, how are you doing today, man?
Good, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Do you understand the rules?
I do.
All right, you have 1, 2, 3, and 4. Take your pick.
Let's go 2.
All right, 2 is Samuel L. Jackson movies. How many different Samuel L. Jackson movies can you name in 15 seconds, Brian? On your mark, get set, go.
Django, Snakes on a Plane, any movie with a black man. Can't think of
it. All right, Brian.
You can't go any movie with a black man. We can't give him that.
No, he's not in Black Panther.
No,
he's not. I've seen it multiple times. Not in it.
Was he in Remember the Titans?
No, okay. He is not. That's Denzel Washington.
Radio?
No, he is not in
Radio.
Was
he in the movie you saw last night?
No, he was not in that movie as well.
Now, in his defense, I mean, Samuel Jackson is in about a gazillion movies.
He's in a lot of
movies. But you can't
say
that. What he said.
I actually thought that this was going to be an easy category. Out of the two people that I've asked it to, it was not an easy category. Let's hear how Brandon Kylie did on movies starring Samuel L. Jackson.
Let's go with Pulp Fiction, Snakes on a Plane, Django. Oof.
Not good. Not.
I can't believe I won. I feel like I shouldn't have won that one.
How about a little Kingsman Secret Service? I mean, that would have been another one.
Never seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson has probably been in more movies than any person living. Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson has been in he's been in Star Wars.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not proud of that performance.
He's actually in one of my favorite movies, The Negotiator, with him and Kevin Spacey.
You like that movie? I love that movie.
Incredible movie.
I love that movie.
Now, I haven't seen it since we found out that Kevin Spacey was a sicko, but I love The Negotiator. Yeah. A fantastic movie. Brian just hung up the phone because he already kind of knew what time it was. All right, Bob, hopefully you are much better at the game than the people we've played with so far. How are you doing today, Bob?
I'm doing well. I'm a past winner.
All right. I like hearing that,
Bob. I like that.
That's
not the pizza topping guy, is it?
He's one of our 9 people that listen to the show. All right, we got 1, 3, or 4. Take your pick.
Let's go 3.
All right, 3. A little bit of a curveball here. Last week we had ice blank. This time it is snow blank. So as many things as you can say snow, fill in the blank. You got 15 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Snowball, snow tires, snow chains, snow shovel, snowman, snow day, snow ski, snow, yellow snow.
All right, I'll give you yellow snow.
I'm gonna give him yellow snow.
I'll give
you
that. That counts. I mean, that's you know that absolutely
it was like
counts.
Snow blank, but it's yellow.
Yeah,
snow.
No, that I mean you filled in the blank. I got no issue okay, with that one. All right, yeah. I'll give you a.
I got him 8 spot.
I got him down for an 8 ball. No, yeah. I got him down for an 8. That was a good round for my guy Bob. Past winner realized he could win. No, only 9 people listened to the show. Got
know
in
who
here.
He's going up against?
No, the competition is big. Like, I always like whenever we bring back Royals pick of players and you can pick Fiziok, everybody picks Fiziok first. Everybody wants to go up against Fiziok because Fiziok is maybe the worst person we've ever had play this game. Love Fiz. He's terrible.
Dexter McCluster was terrible too, wasn't he?
Yeah, but the thing with Dexter McCluster is we asked him Royals players pre-2014, 2015.
Oh, yeah.
I can't really blame him for not knowing any people
Rich,
on the Royals
John,
during
Teddy.
That time. Yeah, I can't really blame him. Like, now if you don't know any Royals players now, it's kind of the same. I can't really blame you if you struggle now. So, let's see how BK did.
We can skip it.
With fill in the blank.
It's all good.
Snow blank. You got 15 seconds. Hit it, BK.
Snowball. Snowman. Snowflake, snowdrift, snowcast,
snowpacked. Is that what it was?
I don't know, man. I'm not even going to try to argue.
I can't believe nobody went Snow White.
So, I don't Fair. Know, man. Yeah. You want to know what the official sound is of pick a player?
Huh.
Once you start doing that,
yeah, you're done.
You're done. That's done. It. That's like whenever you said, I got to go with, when you got to start doing yeah. that, when you got to add
done.
Qualifiers, I'm telling you, anytime you hear somebody go, shh, it's over. It's over. What do you got him at? +4?
I got him at 5. I'm going to give him snowpacked.
All right. So we got Bob at a +3. All right, Bob. All right. Steve, one of our 9 listeners in the 4 o'clock hour. Steve, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
All right. You have 1 or 4. Take your pick.
4.
All right. We have companies that serve pizza, so we can be physical locations or otherwise. Places where you can get a pizza. You've got 15 seconds on your mark. Get set. Go.
Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Papa Murphy's, Solano's, Old Shawnee Pizza, Tori's Pizza.
All right.
I don't know what that last one was, but I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't. The horn. I'll give it to him. He got that off. I'll give it to him.
It. Yeah, I got him for 6.
I got him down as a 6 spot. I tell you guys all the time, the most underrated pizza place in the city is Ortego's Pizza over there on
39.
Incredible pizza. Yeah. I think it's the best pizza in the city. I think it's the best pizza in the city. Everybody says Minsky's. I think Ortego's better than Minsky's. But that's me, though.
Old Shawnee Pizza's right up there.
So let's see here if our guy BK knows his pizza.
Pizza Shop, Pizza Street, Domino's, Papa John's, Papa Murphy's, Minsky's. Pizza.
Hey, BK, I got a question for you.
I had a really good start there. I felt good about
BK,
myself.
It was not a good finish.
BK, I got a question for you. Where do we typically give the gift cards away and a lot of the things that we...
Listen, it's a fair point.
Yeah. Like the other place. Yeah, that would have been a good one. Yeah.
Old Shawnee.
Yeah, you could have gone Emo's.
I got you.
You could have gone Emo's, right?
I would never.
Oh.
That wasn't good. Like, not even a...
It was a win, though.
It's a push.
A win is a win.
I got a push.
Oh, you got him down for a push?
I got him down at 6. What'd you have?
I had him down for 6.
I had him for 6, so it's a push.
Oh, yeah, okay. If you got him down for 6, then that's... I don't know. He said something at the end.
That one didn't count.
He didn't say it very confidently either. Yeah. You know, like he didn't say it like you got it right.
I'll give him a push.
And all of this. All right, let's go down the line. Kenny, you are the last contestant in pick a player. Kenny, how are you doing today, man?
Good. Good, guys. How are you?
All right, we're doing fantastic. All right, you are having number 1. All right, again, another one, a little bit of a curveball. These are things you would like to have in the house with you if you are snowed in. Things you would like to have in the house with you if you are snowed in. You have 15 seconds on your mark. Get set, go.
Video games, Xbox, PlayStation, pizza rolls, Mountain Dew, snacks, Netflix, Hulu.
Okay, let me put you on there. Yeah.
I respect the hustle, and this is something CDOT said last week that I didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go like video games. Okay, Xbox, PlayStation.
Yeah, you got to go that way.
That's the way to go.
Like, I would have just gone, because it can be anything, right?
Basically,
I would have gone beer, vodka, whiskey.
Right. Just go down the line.
Just go down
something.
The line of everything. Wine.
I didn't do enough strategy here.
Yeah.
I like the inclusion of pizza rolls. Pizza rolls are a very underrated Blizzard food. Very underrated food.
You think Kenny's got a, does he have a girlfriend? I mean, he's going video games, pizza rolls, and Mountain Dew.
I mean, at some point, you got to get away from her. You know what I mean? Like, you're locked in with her for the whole time. I mean, she got to go upstairs. You got to go downstairs. Baby, just give me an hour of free time. I've been literally hanging out with you for the last 17 hours. Let me just get an hour to myself. Gotcha. So I don't really fault that strategy. All right, let's hear if BK has good objects in his house during a snowstorm.
Food, water, Xbox, girlfriend, bed, blankets, ice cubes, heater, fan, fireplace, electric blanket.
Are we giving him the EB? We're giving him the EB?
That's a solid round for BK. That's 11.
Okay.
I liked it. So you want your girlfriend, bed, and ice cubes. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the ice cubes. Yeah, I don't know what was
I'm just trying
on.
To figure out what
I
you, what you got.
I thought something cold, and then it just well, I'm came just trying out, to figure I was like, out, all right, we'll go with it.
I'm just trying to figure out what you got planned. If you want your girlfriend, your bed, and some ice cubes in there.
It's not important.
All right.
Is
this me being the feds again?
Definitely being the feds. It's okay, though.
Yeah.
I recently discovered this cool store called Kohl's.
Yeah.
What?
You just now discovered it?
Never went in there before.
What?
I went in there with my mom over Christmas. And I was like, yo, they got everything in here. So, you know me, how I get, I hate being cold. So, they had these things. They were called heated mattress pads. Mm-hmm. I heard of heated blankets before. Never heard of a heated mattress pad. So, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and buy one of these things.
Yeah.
I bought one of those things. Life-changing. It's
really?
It's by far the best thing that I've purchased in the last year.
What's a price tag on something like that?
It was like $60.
Okay.
Oh, that ain't bad.
No.
And then it's kind of cool. So, you know, it starts at 1. You can do all the way to 9. And I'm telling you, you can get in the bed. And you know how you get in the bed and for that first 5 minutes it's cold?
Mm-hmm.
Never experience that again. You know how sometimes, you know, your feet will be cold at the end of the bed?
Yeah, not anymore.
Never will happen to you again the rest of your life. I'm telling you, right now, well, not right now because it's so bad outside. But yeah. Whenever the weather gets a little bit better, but it's still cold outside,
yeah.
Go to this cool store, the new, it just popped up. It's a pop-up
yeah,
shop.
That's good, yeah.
Called Kohl's and get you a heated mattress pad. I'm telling you, best advice I can give you. The best advice I can give you is buy a heated mattress pad, go to Shane Company, and if you're hungry, go to Gates. That's all the advice I can give you. I have no other advice. So it sounds like Bob is the winner of Pick a Player.
Yeah, Bob got it. He was a +3.
Congratulations to Bob. Stay on the line. You get $25 to Twin Peaks. Coming up in just a little bit, someone from NFL Network thinks the Chiefs could go after Earl Thomas in free agency. We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Text line 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. Dude, every year I buy the same 7 plain T-shirts and different colors for a total of like $50 and just wear the same thing from a year from Kohl's. I was telling you guys a story about how I found this new store that no one had told me about and literally yeah. probably just popped up in the last 6 months called Kohl's.
Yeah, if you don't know about it, I mean, it's yeah. got to be new.
I know. It was kind of hidden. I just never seen it before. Yeah. I never went inside of it before. And
never
then I would
never really get anything in the mail with coupons from them either. I mean, that never
That's
happens.
That's the best part. They send hella coupons.
I know.
Nobody sends more coupons than Bed Bath & Beyond. Oh, Bed true. Bath & Beyond.
Hobby Lobby's good with that too, man.
I don't Valvoline's know how they stay
making
in.
Sure you've got something.
Yeah.
Like Bed Bath & Beyond's one of those places of if you spend full price on anything at Bed Bath & Beyond, you're an idiot. Like yeah. they literally yeah. like everybody, every person listening right now to the show, I know it's not that many people. Everybody listening has a 20% off coupon right now in your mailbox.
Absolutely.
Like, there's no reason to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and spend full price. There's an update on one of your favorite stories right now in sports.
Yeah, we talked about PGA Tour player Matt Kuchar, who won a tournament down in Mexico and won $1.296 million. His regular caddy wasn't there. Typically what happens when you get a pro caddy on the PGA Tour, that guy gets 10% of the player's earnings, which would have been about $130,000 for the pro caddy. Well, Kuchar's pro caddy was not with him. He picked up a club guy, just an amateur caddy, the caddies at the club that where the tournament was, who makes about $200 a day. And Kuchar had agreed to pay this guy $5,000 if he won the tournament, which is 0.04% of his purse, or excuse me, 0.4% of his purse. So Kuchar was taking a lot of heat for this, and for good reason. The story went public, got on social media, and Kuchar was quoted as saying this to, I think it was the golfchannel.com. He said, quote, "For a guy who makes $200 a day, a $5,000 week is a really big week." Well, Matt Kuchar has come back, and he's issued a statement. He said, "This week I made comments that were out of touch and insensitive, making a bad situation worse," in his statement referring to golf.com's Michael Bamberger. So he's going to pay this guy. His name's David Ortiz, by the way, not Big Poppy. He's going to pay him $50,000 for the week. So we went back, and he kind of made amends at least somewhat. I mean, the guy's still getting less than half of what a pro caddy makes, but that's part of the deal. If you're an amateur caddy of $50,000, pretty darn good week. I reached out to some people that I know in the golf community that are caddies on tour. Matt Kuchar's one of the cheapest guys, if not the cheapest guy on tour, and makes no apologies for it. So I don't think this would have gone public.
I might have my favorite golfer now, Matt Kuchar. I didn't know.
Seriously.
I know he was out here
He probably charges people for toilet paper. But anyway, so Kuchar apologized for what he did, what he said, and he's going to pay this amateur caddy $50,000 for his win instead of just the $5,000 original. So I wanted to go out there. It's a kind of crush match Matt Kuchar yesterday. I was told by a pro caddy, though, last night that Kuchar's on the bad end of this for trying to screw a guy out of money that bad. But at the same time, if a caddy, especially an amateur caddy, agrees to a deal on a Tuesday, it's considered taboo to come back and say, hey, I want more at the end of a tournament. So I was told that both of those guys were severely in the wrong, but I do think Kuchar went back and did the right thing. Kuchar's worth like $25 million, you know, and he was going to get this amateur caddy like jamming for $5,000 for a $1.296 million payday. So he's giving him $50,000, apologized for the comments he made, so hopefully this thing goes away.
I want to play this for you. This is Mike Garofalo of NFL Network on possible interest between the Chiefs and Earl Thomas.
Which defense needs help? Kansas City needs help.
Oh.
And they need this Eric Berry. The time in Kansas City might be done after this past season and all those injuries, the Achilles that he had to work through. And
they had no answer for New England.
And the answer is you got to cover ground. Steve Spagnuolo, the new defensive coordinator in Kansas City. For as much as we talked about what they were able to do up front with Spags when he was the coordinator with the Giants.
Yeah.
When he's got a safety that can cover ground. Remember Kenny Phillips early in his career, what he was able to do with him before Phillips unfortunately got hurt. Having Earl Thomas, that'd be a really, really, really good addition and would change the back end of that defense like that.
Now, I like Earl Thomas. I think he is a very good player. I think Earl Thomas has an outside shot of getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I don't think he's a lock by any means, but I think Earl Thomas at some point can go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The only way I'm interested in Earl Thomas is if it's a one-year deal. And based on, we can agree, the soap opera that transpired between him and his former employer, the Seattle Seahawks, and the back and forth and the, I would say, courtship between him and the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know how you think that Earl Thomas is going to sign a one-year contract this season in Kansas City. The only place I think he signed a one-year deal was in Dallas because it would appear that he really wants to go play for the Cowboys. And you're a free agent now. You can decide where you want to go. If you want to sign a one-year deal with the Cowboys, then go sign a one-year deal with the Cowboys. It's your right as an NFL player. But that's the only way I'm interested in Earl Thomas. I don't know if the Chiefs are going to have the available cap space as we learn more about it, unless they're going to make some tough decisions. Unless you figure out something with EB. Unless you figure out something with Justin Houston, depending on what you do with Dee Ford. Maybe you sign Dee Ford to a long-term deal, so for that 1 year, you can make that contract a little lesser for you, so you don't got to pay the one-year $15 million deal to allow yourself to really go out there and sign some big-time free agents. But if you're telling me this offseason that Kansas City agrees to a three-year deal with Earl Thomas, that is essentially a two-year deal based on how these NFL contracts work, that is a bad deal for the Chiefs.
Yeah, you're talking about a 30-year-old safety, one of the best in the league, and we had Terez Paylor on over the course of the season when the Chiefs were trying to make this deal happen, and Terez was saying that Earl Thomas is an eraser. He covers up a lot of mistakes that corners make. But you're talking about a 30-year-old safety that broke his leg. I'm with you on this, Seat. I mean, but why would Earl Thomas agree to a one-year deal? I mean, that's the other part of it. I don't think he would. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm making the phone call. I'm calling Earl Thomas's agent saying, hey, what are you looking for? What do you need? What do you want? Because I would listen. I would certainly talk to him. I'd want to bring him in. I'd want to take a look at his health and see if his leg's holding up. Because correct me if I'm wrong, he's had a broken leg before this too, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the second time he's broken his leg. And he's a 30-year-old safety. Great player. And I think you're right. He has a chance to go to the Hall of Fame. But if he's looking for 3-4 years, if I'm the Chiefs, I'm not willing to go there, man. I'm not going there. If he wants a one-year deal, absolutely, 100%. Where do we sign?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any NFL player going into free agency, especially at 30 years old, is looking for a one-year deal. And I think it was obvious based on what happened last year with Seattle that Earl Thomas was trying to get paid. Mm-hmm. But the market, based on your injury, might not lend itself to you getting paid. Mm-hmm. The market might have been there if you had stayed fully healthy, balled out all year, went out there, helped the team in the playoffs, did some things, and now you're there. I have no clue how the NFL now views him based on the injury. We haven't really heard a lot about Earl Thomas since the injury. I mean, since he got carted off the field and then flipped off the Seahawks, we just haven't heard a whole lot about Earl Thomas since then. Maybe the Cowboys still value him the same. Maybe the Cowboys want to roll the dice. Hey, we really like him. We think he can hold up a little bit. Safety, that's a different position than corner. You can play that position after you're 30 years old. So, I mean, we know all it takes is one team to really like you to agree to that multi-year deal. I just wouldn't let that team be me if I'm the Chiefs. Again, there's no way I sign Earl Thomas to more than a year deal. If the market for Earl Thomas continues to walk itself back, and then you can sign him to basically the exact same contract that a Tyrann Mathieu got last year from the Houston Texans, he signed a one-year, $7 million, pretty much fully guaranteed contract, then hey, I am all for you signing Earl Thomas to that. But if you're telling me it's going to be a two-year, $15 million guaranteed deal for Earl Thomas, no thanks for me.
Yeah, I'm not doing it either. I'd probably slow play it. I would do what the Royals typically do with free agents. You know, they're going to wait and see how the market plays out. I think you express interest right out of the gate, talk to Earl Thomas's agent over at Athletes First, and you say, hey, we're interested. What are you looking for? And then I slow play it. I see where the market goes. I find out, and I say, listen, call us. When you think you got the deal that you want, give us a shot, and we'll see what we can do. That's the way I would play this thing with Earl Thomas.
Coming up in just a little bit, Arrowhead Pride put together a very interesting list of their offseason checklist. There were some that really stood out to me. We'll talk about that. And Adam Teicher of ESPN brought up a really interesting player when it comes to needing a change of scenery. We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Fanny, we got to have a drive investigation.
What's up, man?
Maybe this commercial has been playing the whole time, and I just haven't been listening to the commercial
breaks.
It played
earlier today, and I'm not really in favor of playing this because, you know, I don't really endorse this company.
I'm starting to wonder whether you're going to have some competition, whether you got to start maybe taking an extra dose of that low T. So I'm listening during the commercial break, and I thought that maybe Brandon had left his mic open. I had no clue. But no, it was a commercial. Have you heard this?
You send me heart emojis to my phone. All worked up, can't wait to get home. To put things into motion with your baby.
You telling me that now for your low T center, you got to start singing. You got to start singing. Get down to the low T center.
Here's how I would do it.
I'm going to give you something to remember. You got to start singing, bruh. You got competition.
Go to the low T center, baby. You go to the low T center. You have a happy ending every night, baby. You go to the low T center. Great locations. One out in Leewood. Off road. That's off road.
Rope.
Low T center. Your wife will thank you. She'll love you long time. Go to the low T center. That's how I'm doing it. I'm not singing. I'm going low voice, creepy voice guy. Like I do to BK. Right?
You got to start doing this, bro.
Right, BK?
You got to start doing this.
You send me heart emojis to my phone.
To the phone.
All worked up, can't wait to get home. To put things into motion with your baby.
Bro, it's kind of catchy. I
know.
Be honest.
She was sending heart emojis all day. She's sending emojis all day trying to let you know what's up. And you racing over there. Now, I wouldn't advise racing over there today, given the elements. But we all done been in that situation before. Go ahead, man.
Go to the Low T Center.
Rep that Low T Center, bruh.
LowTCenter.com. Call this number for me. 913-681-5698. Your lady will love you for calling 913-681-5698, or you can check out lowtcenter.com. You're welcome.
You got to get a jingle, bro.
We got to work on his voice.
Got to get a jingle.
The voice thing's got to be worked on.
You don't like that, man?
You sound better.
You don't like my low voice?
You sound like the guy with the deep voice from Boyz II Men. That's who you sound like.
Come on, man.
I'm just trying to help you out here.
I know.
Speaking of helping you guys out, Arrowhead Pride is helping the Chiefs out because they're putting together a checklist. It is checklist season right now. It's kind of one of those things where you guys are still really interested in the Chiefs, but there's nothing happening with the Chiefs. So we got to create stuff to talk about with the Chiefs. It's that season right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So they put together a checklist, and I always enjoy these, you know? And they had 9 things over there. Now, some of them are very obvious things. You know, what are you going to do with Justin Houston? What are you going to do with Eric Berry?
What are you going to do with Tyreek Hill? Mm-hmm. Well, stuff you've heard before if you listen to this show.
You get a franchise D Ford.
But they had a couple things on there that I thought were very interesting. Now, one of their things on there was add more offensive playmakers. I don't know about you guys. My thing would be find a way to keep Sammy Watkins healthy because you have all the offensive playmakers that you need. Unless you're going to go sign a running back. Now, today I was watching NFL Live, and they were going through some of the free agent running back contracts. If you're telling me that the Chiefs are going to sign a guy like Jay Ajayi to a one-year, $3 million deal, and then you keep Damian Williams, and you maybe move on from Spencer Ware, that's something I'd be in favor of. But spending significant resources or a very high draft pick on an offensive playmaker, that guy better help you immediately. There ain't no projects that you're drafted in 2019. I don't care if it's on offense or defense, but it sure as hell can't be on offense given how potent your offense is and the huge deficiencies you have on defense. So if we're saying that come free agency, they're going to go pick up a number two tight end or they're going to go pick up another wide receiver because they want to give Mahomes another toy, I'm not hearing none of this decoy mess. He needs to be a guy that from day one can instantly contribute and instantly make a difference on this team.
Let me throw this at you, C-Dot, because how much is Sammy making a year? Like $14 million a year?
$16 million deals.
How much is Tyreek Hill making?
$800,000.
Okay, and so you're telling...
He's not going to make $800,000 for too much longer, but no, right now he's making $800,000.
So you're telling me the Chiefs are going to go out there and sign a free agent wide receiver and have to pay him?
I don't think that's what they're saying, though. I think they're just saying, like, in general, they want to add somebody. So it could be a third-round pick who makes... $800,000.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. If you want to draft somebody, I got no problem with that. But
I got a problem if you're doing it in one of their first three picks.
Me too.
They have a first-round pick. They got 2 second-round picks. All three of those need to be on defense and guys you think can help you from day one. That's what I would be doing. Or, unless you're going to use one of those three draft picks to trade up and you only take 2 defensive players, but they're... Tell me the scenario in which you guys would be fine if either one of those second-round picks, they take an offensive player.
Yeah.
No way they can take an offensive player.
No, I mean,
I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to a really good receiver in the second round. Because Sammy Watkins is getting cut next year. He's not going to be on the team next year. So
that's a decent, that's a good argument.
And you've got to have somebody cheap that's going to be able to play receiver outside of Tyreek Hill. And I don't think they have that second guy on the roster right now. So I'd like him to get a year in the system before next season.
Here's the thing, BK. If that happens, if they do go out and grab a receiver with one of those second round picks, that means they don't believe in DeMarcus Robinson. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, and I mean...
Or Conley.
Yeah, well, Conley's gone. Conley's going to be gone. I mean, the way he talked at the end of the year...
It sounds like it.
Yeah, he's out. I'm not ready to not believe in DeMarcus Robinson, to be honest with you. I think he could be okay. I think he could be a number two to Tyreek Hill, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you see that?
I don't think he has a number two potential. I think he has decent number three potential.
Yeah. But that'll.
I think that's the ceiling, though. I don't think there's a much higher ceiling.
Pay him after next year to be their number three more than the Chiefs are going to be willing.
Did you think that of Albert Wilson? Do you think Albert Wilson had that ability?
I think Albert Wilson showed way more flashes consistently than DeMarcus Robinson. I felt like that.
I would be curious to see this. I want to see the number of targets that DeMarcus Robinson gets with Chris Conley out of the way, because we agree Chris Conley's not going to be back the way he was talking after the season. He's not coming back. I think this is a big year for DeMarcus Robinson to see if he can be that guy. I think he's got enough talent to be that guy. I really do. But if the Chiefs use one of those second-round picks on a receiver, I think it tells you all you need to know about what they think of DeMarcus Robinson.
There's another one on there on the Arrowhead Pride checklist was signing more 4-3 linebackers. Everybody you talk to about the 4-3, to kind of simplify for some of you out there, said that you need that sideline-to-sideline type linebacker. I don't think that guy's on the team. One guy that I think isn't going to be on the team next year, I think we see that Reggie Ragland got either cut or traded for a future low-round draft pick. I do not think that Reggie Ragland is on the team next year. I would think if Anthony Hitchens didn't sign that contract, I actually don't think Anthony Hitchens will be back this year. But they're kind of stuck with the Anthony Hitchens deal. They're not cutting Anthony Hitchens and eating that dead money. I do not think Reggie Ragland is back next year. I think they go for a much more athletic linebacker, or Dorian O'Daniel they feel is ready, and then he just steps into the role of Reggie Ragland.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, because Reggie Ragland underachieved big time. And I know, you know, he was one of Brett Veach's guys. That's what I'm kind of curious to see. I want to see the Spagnuolo influence on what the Chiefs do defensively when it comes to bringing in guys or drafting players. I'm really, really curious to see what he wants. But I would agree, you need more athletic linebackers to go side to side for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would say right now on this defense, that's actually probably the biggest need that they have is just getting way more athletic. They kept saying that last year, you remember. They kept talking about getting faster and more athletic. Man, Anthony Hitchens didn't really look a whole like that. Reggie Ragland didn't look a whole lot like that, so I'll be very curious. The guy on Arrowhead Pride that actually wrote this story was also saying signing D Ford to a long-term deal. And their argument was, if you guys don't know how the franchise tag works, it is a one-year fully guaranteed contract for the moment he signs the paper. There's no moving money around. There's no restructure. The moment you offer D Ford the one-year $15 million deal and then he signs the paper, you were locked into that number. So the argument on Arrowhead Pride was you sign D Ford long-term, you can get that cap number a little bit smaller during this window of Mahomes, and then you kind of make it a two-year, maybe a three-year deal because he's kind of deserved it. You guys know my stance on this. I'm not signing D Ford to a long-term deal. That is a contract that you will regret. You franchise tag D Ford this year, you got to live with the number. You find a way to kind of operate in the cap around that number. But do not commit yourself past the 2019-2020 season to D Ford. We see it time and time again. That is a contract that you will ultimately regret. Mm-hmm. I do not think that is a contract that we look in 2021 if D Ford goes to the Jets and you're thinking, man, I wish we had signed D Ford to that deal.
Yeah.
That is a contract that you will hate every single day after the season in my mind. And maybe next year if you get him to sign it, just based on injuries and things that have happened in the past.
And I'm with you on that. I'm not down with signing D Ford. I mean, D Ford struggled for the first 4 years. I know he had some injuries. I know he's backing up some guys. But he had his opportunities. And he got to year five. D Ford had a really, really good season, but not enough for me to sign him at his age. What is he, 28 now? To a long-term deal. I'm not doing it. I don't think it's money well spent. I mean, the Chiefs are having – they're strapped anyway cash-wise because of the salary cap. I'm not doing that with D Ford.
I would rather franchise tag him each of the next 2 years than sign him to a long-term deal.
I don't want to franchise tag him for the second year because I think if you're going to do that, you might as well just go ahead and sign him just because you can't really move the money around. Right. The cap number is the cap number. But just, I would, my stance on D Ford is going to be very simple. It is not changing. I franchise tag D Ford this year. I do not care what happens this year. He is not on the team after this season. I don't care if he goes out there and has 70 sacks like he's Lawrence Taylor on Tecmo Super Bowl.
Like 70 sacks.
I ain't signing you long term. That's not a deal I want long term. That is a deal that you ultimately will turn to hate.
That's when you tag and trade him. Yeah. After that kind of
year. Yeah, I'm not doing it. Like, no, he's not going to be on the team. So franchise tag him one more year, have an understanding, and then you move on from it. Coming up, there was a very fun hypothetical that we'll get into, and we actually forgot to get to this. There was a player that Adam Teicher of ESPN thinks needs a change of scenery. We'll tell you who it is coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
So yesterday on ESPN.com, Adam Teicher wrote a story about a player who could most use a change of scenery. Again, it is list season right now in the NFL. So, you know, the beat writer for every team, they were offering up the player that they thought could best, you know, be used in a new situation. Quote, he appears unlikely to fulfill the potential that the Chiefs had when they believed in him and drafted him in the second round in 2017. Last year, Kansas City felt compelled to trade up to draft Breland Speaks, who essentially plays the same position. He was a healthy scratch for two of the Chiefs' final three games in the regular season and one in the playoffs. The player Adam Teicher is talking about is Tano Passanio. Now, I'll give our old producer Speck credit for this. He called it on Tano very early on that this wasn't going to work out. Very early on. And I think many of us started to feel it or not. Now, we'll see if this new scheme and going from the 3-4 to the 4-3 is going to be beneficial to Tano Passanio. But so far through the first two seasons of his NFL career, you have very reasons to believe that it is going to work and he is going to be a productive member of this defense.
No, you're right. And the Chiefs took a big risk on him too, which is kind of the thing that got my attention. It's why I was holding out hope a little bit. I mean, the guy was a second-round draft pick out of Villanova. He is a project. And they got him in the second round, the 59th overall pick in 2017. So I'm like, I think we kind of knew that he needed to develop, but he never did. And when you're coming down the stretch in year two and you're not even active, you're not even ready to go. Like, they're like, you know what? You can't even help us. You sit over there with Kelvin Benjamin. You know, yeah, yeah. So Teicher's probably right. And I don't know if Steve Spagnuolo, and this is something I did touch on this, and to bring it in, Matt House, the linebackers coach, a guy who was a defensive coordinator at Kentucky. He developed Aaron Donald when he was at Pittsburgh, and he's got Josh Allen, who's projected to be the number two overall pick in the draft, and he was at Kentucky this year. So I was kind of holding out hope that maybe, you know, a guy like Matt House gets his hands on Tano Passanio and can maybe do something with him. But maybe Teich is right on this. Maybe it's time to just part ways with this cat.
I thought the point you made is about being inactive is the best point. It's not that he wasn't productive. That's a big part of it or not. It's that the Chiefs don't trust you enough to even put you on the field, which is the big thing.
On special teams.
And then when they draft Breeland Speaks, who essentially does the exact same thing, it comes off to me like Dorsey made the decision to go get Tano Passanio. Veach strongly disagrees with you going to get Tano Passanio. You go get Breeland Speaks. He plays a lot more than you in year one. Because remember, Spectre was making fun of it. I'm sure we can find the audio if I look in the system really quickly. Anytime Tano Passanio was coming in here and saying that these young guys that are coming in are showing me new things, that wasn't encouraging.
I forgot about that.
At that moment, right then, we should have knew that the jig was up for Tano Passanio. When you come in here and you're saying Breeland Speaks, who was playing college football 5 months ago, is teaching you new things at training camp?
I mean, I think the way we justified it, what Speaks?
No,
like,
I wasn't justifying it. It sounded bad.
But I'm like, Speaks is what, a Clemson guy? Is that where he came from? I think Speaks Clemson?
Ole Miss.
That's right. My bad. So we're like, okay, Tano Passanio was a Villanova dude. They don't even play D1 ball. I mean, Villanova's not in big time college football. So I'm like, okay, maybe I could get it. I mean, Breeland Speaks, SEC guy, played at Ole Miss, showing Tano a few things here and there. But the longer the season goes, man, and you can't even get on the field. Like, they don't even think that they can help you. They don't even think you can help them on special teams. Just sit over there. Wear a poncho, man. Just wear a poncho. Yeah, it's not good.
I want to play this for you. This is what Tano Passanio had to say. This is from August 13th, where he said that he was learning from rookies.
Yeah, I mean, Justin's been giving me wisdom since last year. Tombo was there last year, giving me a lot of just, like, little tricks they've learned over time. And, I mean, honestly, it's everybody in the room, from our coach Mike, to even our rookies. Like, I'm learning stuff from them because they do some things. I'm like, wow, how'd you do that? I should be able to do that, you know? So, it's awesome.
We should have known right then and there. I'm saying he basically told us the answer right then and there. When he looks at Breeland Speaks and says, wow, how did you do that? I should be able to do that. He was talking about Breeland Speaks like he was Bradley Chubb, like he was Miles Garrett. Like, we should have known right then and there the jig was up on Tano Passanio and that this whole experiment wasn't going to work. They took a chance. They drafted a player they thought could develop. He is not developed.
He is not developed. That's accurate.
It probably ain't working here in Kansas City. That's probably it.
Well, and I think you made a really good point about he's a Dorsey guy, right? And if you look over the course of John Dorsey's drafts, at least on the defensive side of the football, they're not good. At all. Maybe Marcus Peters, Chris Jones, maybe that's it. I mean, guys that are legitimate defensive draft picks that Dorsey made have
been
good.
No more defensive ends in the second round. No more. We're not doing that anymore. It's become the new Chiefs defensive tackles in the first round.
I mean, I wouldn't be against them drafting a defensive end in the second round this year, but no, I certainly.
Last two have certainly not gone well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely hear what you're saying. So I saw a tweet. It popped on my timeline. It was out of Denver, Colorado. It has gone so bad for them in the Joe Flacco trade that they are finding just like fun would-you-rathers. Very Carrington-like thing to do. So this is from @BrodyLogan on Twitter. Name an athlete that if you heard he or she killed a mountain lion with their bare hands, it would not surprise you. I'm not going to lie to you guys. When I heard this question, the person that popped in my head is Alan Bailey. I don't know if you guys have seen Alan Bailey or not.
Yeah, he's country strong, too.
He is one of the largest human beings I've ever seen before in my entire life. Like, you ain't supposed to be that big.
No.
So if this tweet right here, name an athlete that if you heard he or she killed a mountain lion with their bare hands, it would not surprise you. I'm picking Chiefs defensive end, D-tackle Alan Bailey, because he's a large human being.
I'm not going to lie, and this is going to sound weird, but just hear me out on this. When I was working at Channel 5, we go in there, locker room opens up. Alan Bailey's a rookie. He's got a towel, coming out of the shower, heading to his locker. And I'm like, who is that dude? I mean, he looks like the Hulk. I'm not kidding you. So I think that's a good pick. My pick, C-Dot, I'm going with Ndamukong Suh. Ndamukong Suh is my guy, man. There's no way that if a mountain lion comes after Ndamukong Suh, that the mountain lion's surviving. He's probably going to stomp the onions of that mountain lion too, man.
He definitely
he's going to choke it
that.
Out. He's going to step on its paws. He's going to hit him in the head. And Ndamukong Suh is killing a mountain lion with his hands.
I've got another player. And BK, I want to hear your player. Bill Simmons from The Ringer, Simmons podcast, he has this concept called the Tyson Zone that some people reach a level of, you'll believe any story about him. Like, there's no story about Mike Tyson that you, like, if you heard that Tyson slept with Marilyn Monroe, you wouldn't be like, nah, no way that happened. You'd be like, damn, that might have happened. Like, Tyson has kind of reached that point. I got one for you. Huh. Ron Artest. You're telling me that tomorrow if Ron Artest had a podcast and told you a graphic, detailed story about killing a mountain lion one time when he went hunting, you wouldn't believe that story? Ron Artest is the Tyson Zone. I'm throwing Ron Artest out there.
There's one thing to being crazy, and then there's another thing to, like, you can kill a wild animal. I don't know if I'm throwing Ron Artest in that.
I'll find the audio. Ron Artest tells this story of how he saw his friend impaled by a park bench. I'm telling you, Ron Artest is a different kind of cat, where if he said that he killed a mountain lion, I wouldn't question it. Now, he's a little different. Like, Gilbert Arenas as an NBA guy.
I was about to say, Gilbert Arenas might be one of them, actually.
But to me, Gilbert Arenas, I would think, all right, Gilbert Arenas is lying. I would believe Ron Artest if he said that he did this. So he would be he's one of the guys I'd throw in there. BK, what St. Louis Blues player are you going to throw in this conversation of naming an athlete that if you heard he or she killed a mountain lion with their bare hands, it wouldn't surprise you?
I don't know the names of St. Louis Blues players. I would go with Steven Adams, the NBA player that plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's their center. Look up a picture. I know you're stuck in traffic. You're not moving right now. Look up a picture of Steven Adams. That's all that needs to be said.
He looks like a Bond villain.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Text line 69306 on the Protein House Eat With The Purpose text line. Alan Bailey can't even help stop Rex Burkhead. How is he killing a mountain lion?
You know, that's actually a valid point. Yeah. Kind of got you there.
I can't argue that at all, actually.
You think Aaron Donald will kill a mountain lion?
He doesn't seem like the outdoorsman to me. He's a large individual.
He'd find a way.
Yeah.
He's a large individual. He doesn't seem like the outdoorsman.
Khalil Mack?
Yeah.
Now we're just getting into big guys, though.
Yeah, but you got to get, like, big, mean dudes, you know? Like, Ndamukong Suh is flat-out mean and dirty and smart. So I think Ndamukong Suh, if I'm a mountain lion, I'm not even messing with Ndamukong Suh.
Marshawn Lynch?
I think he'd run.
Did you watch that?
The Bear Grylls thing?
Yeah, he ain't killing the mountain lion.
He's not going to be out there.
Yeah, he ain't killing the mountain lion. He's big, but no, he ain't killing the mountain lion. Someone said, how about Tano passing? Yo, bro, let's calm down here. Now we're, like BK said, now we're just throwing human beings that are large into it.
I think Bill Moss would kill a mountain lion in his prime.
Yeah, I mean, he probably has killed a mountain lion before.
Yeah, he would hunt. He probably hunts with his hands.
Somebody said Vontaze Burfict. Yes.
Yes, Vontaze Burfict.
That's exactly what you're looking for.
He's probably eaten raw mountain lion before. He's such a crazy human being. Yeah. Coming up in 2 minutes, we'll get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City, and we'll get you ready for a very important weekend in college basketball. We'll do that next coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.